It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Farage. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, it's International Workers' Day. We'll find out why May 1st is considered Labor Day in most countries, not here in the United States.
First, Congress unveiled a $1.1 trillion spending bill this morning with bipartisan support. The bill includes additional defense spending and a boost for border security, but it does not include money for President Trump's promised border wall.
This comes after Congress voted to extend federal funding for another week past its midnight deadline, avoiding a federal government shutdown.
Russell Berman is with us now to talk about this news. He's a senior associate editor for The Atlantic, where he covers politics. Russell, welcome back to Central Time.
Good to be with you.
Well, last night, Democrats and Republicans struck this bipartisan deal for a funding measure to keep the government up and running, and they've got about a week to hammer out the details. But so far, what do we know about what's in it?
Well, we know there's more money for defense, up to $15 billion for the military. That is something that President Trump wanted, although it's only about half of what he requested. There's also a little bit of money, $1.5 billion, for border security, also what he requested. But besides that, there isn't much for the president to, to qualify as a victory. This deal looks a lot like what President Obama might have struck with Republicans in Congress. The current president, President Trump, didn't get any of the $18 billion in cuts to domestic agencies that he wanted. As you mentioned, he did not get funding for the border wall. He didn't get any provision that would threaten money for so-called sanctuary cities. The law will still allow funding to go to Planned Parenthood, which is something that Republicans have been trying to cut for many years. So Democrats were actually declaring more of a victory this morning than Republicans.
Right. Speaker Ryan and Majority Leader Mitch McConnell had been silent. Have they said anything about this? And do you have any thoughts about how they're digesting the deal so far?
You know, they've pointed to sort of the limited wins that they got, which is, as I mentioned, the additional money for the military and defense spending, a little bit of additional money for border security. Paul Ryan, the speaker, was also very happy that Democrats relented on a demand that they had made for several years, which was that any time Congress increased money for defense, they would put in an equivalent amount of money for domestic agencies. That one-to-one ratio was not maintained in this deal. Democrats did get some money for domestic agencies, but not as much as was added for defense.
Now, you said President Trump, not a lot for a victory there for the White House. On Sunday, President Trump appeared on CBS's Face the Nation, and he said, "I think the rules in Congress, and in particular the rules in the Senate, are unbelievably archaic and slow-moving and in many cases unfair. Looking at the outcome of this budget negotiation, looking at the president's priorities and what ended up, as far as we know, in this spending deal, is the president facing a learning curve as a Washington outsider?"
Yes, he is. I mean, he's just the latest in a long line of recent presidents to complain about the rules in the Senate. In this case, they were limited by the filibuster, which is maintained for legislation, even though Republicans got rid of it for Supreme Court nominations a few weeks ago. But the legislative filibuster remains, and that means that they needed at least 8 Democrats to pass a bill to fund the government and to avoid a shutdown. And Democrats, frankly, used their leverage to their advantage and got a lot of what they were looking for, considering the government now is run entirely by Republicans.
We're talking with Russell Berman, senior associate editor at The Atlantic, where he covers politics, and we're talking about the federal spending plan released this morning. And looking ahead, what do you think in terms of strategy this deal means for Republicans? They didn't get the shutdown, which might have been a hit, seeing that they control both chambers of Congress. Or are they saving their strength for a fight down the road?
That's what it appears. They were not in any mood for a big showdown that would have led to a government shutdown. Democrats, frankly, were pretty happy to give them a shutdown if they wanted to, because they were confident that the Republicans and President Trump would, if not take the entire blame, they would at least suffer a pretty big embarrassment. And so this spending bill only covers the remaining 5 months of the fiscal year. So once the fall comes around, once September comes around, they're going to do this again for the full year of funding for the fiscal year 2018, which begins October 1st. And as of right now, we would expect to see a much bigger fight from Republicans and from the Trump administration for that border wall funding and for some of their other priorities.
And does this preliminary spending measure, does it tell you anything about what kind of leverage Democrats might have when the stakes are a little higher and maybe Republicans are fighting a little harder?
They're still going to have a fair amount of leverage. You know, Republicans, their majority in the Senate is only 52-48. They'll need 8 Democrats for spending bills. And their leverage is increased because the Republicans on a regular basis can't rely on the votes of these Freedom Caucus members, these fiscal or spending hawks, in the House and a few of them in the Senate. They'll vote against any bill that spends money that they don't like. The cuts that they would demand are simply not going to be made on a bipartisan basis. And so that gives the Democrats even more leverage because Republicans can't even count on all of the members of their own party to vote for the legislation that they put forward.
Has there been any reaction from the president, from the White House, about this so far?
There hasn't been much official reaction. The president did say in an interview with Bloomberg News, he said he's very happy about the spending deal and that he plans to sign it, assuming it doesn't change from here on out in the next few days, which it's not expected to. The Republicans can be happy that they averted a government shutdown and that they, you know, have shown that they can operate the government and work to some extent with Democrats. At the White House, Press Secretary Sean Spicer did point to the down payment, as he called it, for border security, and did point to the added defense money. Those were clear, if modest, victories for Republicans in this bill. Although, as I mentioned, just Democrats had a lot more to cheer.
About this time last week, we were talking about how the president very strongly wanted funding for the border wall included in this spending measure. That didn't happen. It fell away. What do we know from this experience about how that might take shape down the road?
So the dirty little secret about the border wall is that it does not enjoy unanimous support among Republicans on Capitol Hill. And so he didn't have a united party who certainly they didn't want to make this fight right now. And looking ahead to the fall, it's not clear that he'll have a united Republican Party wanting to make this fight then either, in large part because many of the members in both the House and the Senate who represent either states or districts where the border wall would go through, they don't support the border wall. They might support some additional fencing. They might support more security, more technology on the border, but this idea of this huge, massive structure that might go through private land, that might go through national parks or other, Native American lands, you know, very complicated to put together and very expensive. And there's just more opposition than simply in the Democratic Party to it. And so, you know, it's no guarantee that he's going to get this money next time around.
And Russell, any preview for a revised Republican health care bill, which there's rumbles that this is beginning to approach readiness? They say it'll come to a vote when the votes are there. But what are we thinking about that right now?
Yeah, this has been like a summer heat storm, a little like a low rumble of thunder for the last few weeks. But it's, again, still not clear that they have the votes. The key in Congress is if they had the votes, they would schedule a vote, and they haven't done that yet. Republicans are pushing. They're talking with their members. They got the Freedom Caucus on board last week with the revised American Health Care Act, but that those changes alienated some of the moderates. And so according to the whip counts that some of the Beltway press, newspapers and websites are tallying, the Republicans are right at that magic number of 20, 21, 22 votes that they can't afford to lose anymore, and there's still many members who are publicly undecided. So we haven't seen a vote scheduled in the House, and we likely won't see a vote scheduled in the House until they are very sure that it will pass.
Russell, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That was Russell Berman, Senior Associate Editor at The Atlantic, where he covers politics. And he joined us to talk about the federal spending plan released this morning.